The KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Ron Quince has announced his candidacy for Congressional District 1. Ron Q is a conservative Republican who's lived in Southern Nevada for 20 years. He's no carpetbagger. Ron Q is a successful businessman and philanthropist. He's half the age of Nancy Pelosi, so he is the young blood that we need in Congress. So, Ron, why are you running?
When I look at my two little girls and their future, I can't sit around and watch the stupidity that comes out of this White House and continues to be supported by Dina Tinus. These people are nuts, and they're dangerous. They trample on the Constitution, they are ruining our economy, putting dangerous criminals back on the streets, and opening our borders to killer drugs and human trafficking. And they declared war against our families, our values, and our cherished institutions. My family legally immigrated here 40 years ago to pursue a dream of freedom. Now I must pursue that freedom for our community. It's time to take back our country.
Thanks, Ron. For more information on his campaign, go to ronqforyou.com.
Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Pro Price Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. With more than 60 years of experience combined, our friendly and knowledgeable staff is here to help with your HVAC installation, repairs, and indoor air quality services. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. Make the call 702-742-3310 for the right price. Call ProPrice.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
In our brand new time slot, it is Live and Local. Andy Vieira alongside, Mark Thomas alongside. And Mark, I know you've been following this story since the weekend. The Ed Sheeran show, apparently a safety issue caused a last-minute cancellation. What in God's name happened? Everybody's up in arms about this thing.
Well, that's for sure, and with good reason. But look, at the end of the day, it was a safety issue, and better to risk pissing off a bunch of fans, and I mean hundreds. Thousands of fans. I didn't realize that Ed Sheeran was big enough to play Allegiant. That said, he was, and that show was scheduled to go off on Saturday night. They didn't call the show until about 90 minutes beforehand. Now, people were already out there in the heat, waiting in line to get in, and Allegiant did open up at 5:05, they say, just to get people out of the heat, but the show was ultimately canceled. What had happened was there was a flooring issues with a couple of audio towers. You know, they place those around arenas, especially stadiums that size. You can't just generate it from the stage. You've got to place them around the arena itself. And they were starting to shift. Rubber tiling, they say, had begun to fail. And these two tall towers were slipping about a foot each overnight. And this was Friday night. They realized that. Engineers worked to stabilize it. Still couldn't get them to remain stable. So that's what it all boiled down to. Apparently, there'd be a danger of them, I don't know, about tipping over or, you know, falling and injuring somebody somehow. So, yeah, it was a bit of a disaster. But What are you going to do? Open it up and say, well, let's try it. You know, got a lot of don't want to disappoint a bunch of people. I mean, if it only costs a few lives, let's go ahead. No, that wasn't going to be the case.
And there will be a replacement show, right?
There is, October 28th. Yeah, they've rescheduled. But that doesn't do any good who flew from overseas to catch the show. I mean, maybe they'll be able to make it back. But, yeah, I mean, you can imagine the inconvenience, the disappointment, the out-of-pocket that a lot of people are. I'm sure they're eligible for refund, too.
Indeed. Ed Sheeran at the Allegiant Stadium. But October 28th is the makeup date. And hopefully things will go better this time around. Thanks, Mark. I appreciate it. That's Mark Thomas, Andy Vieira alongside as well. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. Coming up, Wayne Allen Root. Raw and Unfiltered coming up at 3 o'clock. I got to tell you, we got it all covered for you all day long right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Find a place to raise your kids.
It's Kevin, Danny,
and Greg,
your host on At the Close of the Mortgage Show,
brought to you by GFL Capital Mortgage.
We're here every week
to help inform, update, and educate you.
Find out the best ways to navigate financing when purchasing a home or refinancing a loan in today's volatile real estate market.
So to gain financial literacy,
to get the right information,
and have some fun,
tune in to App to Close the Mortgage Show every Saturday from noon to 1.
Right here on 670 AM KMZQ.
Boom.
Raiders fans, Terrible's Game Day giveaway is back and bigger than ever. Shop at your local Terrible's and make a purchase of $10 or more. Earn 10 entries when you make a Coors Light or Coca-Cola purchase.
Yes.
Scan your Terrible's app rewards code and earn entries for every game throughout the season. Score a $1,000 Raiders shopping spree. Hotel accommodations from Coca-Cola and a Coors Light Silver Seat experience. Every day is game day, exclusively at Terrible's. Visit Terrible's.com for details.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It was 22 years ago today, the 9/11 terror attacks. A day frozen in the hearts and minds of so many Americans. A day to pause in remembrance of the more than 3,000 people who lost their lives. The mournful sound of taps in memory of those who died when one of the hijacked jetliners flew into the Pentagon. Ceremonies at Ground Zero in New York. The tribute in New York includes a reading of the names of the victims aloud, and on the hallowed grounds of Shanksville, Pennsylvania, the heroic passengers of United Flight 93 are being recalled for their sacrificial bravery, the way they forced the hijacked airliner to crash rather than reaching the terrorists' intended target. Despite China's aggression in the South China Sea, its ongoing threats against Taiwan, the theft of intellectual property and American technology, and the spy balloon incident, President Biden says he is not out to contain communist China. In the president's words, we're all better off if China does well. While unleashing mountainous waves on the islands of the Caribbean, Hurricane Lee is not expected to make landfall.
Hurricane Lee was generating pretty heavy swells for several islands, including the U.S. Virgin Islands, the BVI, and Puerto Rico. And those swells are expected to peak early into the week with waves of up to 20 feet for Puerto Rico and nearby islands.
And that's correspondent Danica Cotto reporting from Puerto Rico. Along the East Coast, forecasters say we could see some rough surf in the coming days. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 49 points, the Nasdaq ahead 66. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action.
This is your KMTQ News Flash. Well, it wasn't pretty, but as they say, a win's a win. The Las Vegas Raiders held on for a 17-16 road win over the Denver Broncos at the Mile High City. Raiders QB Jimmy Garoppolo finished his debut with the Raiders with 200 yards passing, two TDs, and an interception. The defense came up big for Las Vegas, holding the Broncos to just 3 points in the second half. The Raiders travel to Buffalo this Sunday to take on the Bills before coming back to Allegiant Stadium to play their first home game of the season against the Steelers on September 24th. Former Bishop Gorman basketball standout Zion Collins, who's on probation for a fatal car crash that killed 52-year-old Eric Echevarria, well, he's now a member of a community college basketball team. Officials at Salt Lake Community College confirmed the 21-year-old is a redshirt freshman on its basketball team back in July. Collins was sentenced to 3 months in jail, 3 years probation, after pleading guilty to a felony charge of reckless driving resulting in death. He was released from jail on August 15th after serving 56 days. Win in Encore Las Vegas, going back to charging for self-parking for non-guests. Company officials confirmed the daily parking fee will be $20 a day, with the first 4 hours free. Valet parking will be $40 a day. Return to paid self-parking begins September 27th. Anderson holding on to open houses, asking for input on what to do with the former Fiesta Henderson site. City officials are holding open houses on September 21st and 20th, that is, at the Valley View Recreation Center and America First Center. Visitors to the open house will learn about the project's scope and timeline and can give suggestions about possible uses for those sites. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
Join the Vegas Chamber today. Being a member of the Vegas Chamber sends a powerful message of credibility and that your business is connected to a larger community of organizations dedicated to ensuring Nevada is a great place to live, work, and do business. Joining the Vegas Chamber and becoming part of the largest business organization in Nevada has never been easier. Grow your business within your budget. Visit VegasChamber.com and join today. Sponsored by the Vegas Chamber in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
One minor accident to report here at the Spaghetti Bowl. It's first one of the morning on the freeways at the interchange, 95 southbound of the ramp to get over to 15 northbound. Other than that, you get around safely on 215 and Summerlin Parkway. Do still have that overnight accident at the southeast intersection of Warm Springs and Eastern. Warm Springs still closed down at Eastern. Also an injury accident to Harmon and Koval, and on the west side of Decatur and Charleston. Going to have more clouds today, but no triple-digit temperature. Should stop right around 97 degrees this afternoon, 73 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Here is just some of the bold agenda that I'll immediately implement when we become the 47th President of the United States. Before I even arrive at the Oval Office, shortly after I win the presidency because of you, I will have the horrible war between Russia and Ukraine settle. I'll get it done in 24 hours. I know them both very well. I am the only candidate who can make this promise, and the promise is I will prevent World War III. Nobody else is going to be able to do it.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Kevin Wall.
Robert Michael Mura.
Cesar Augusto Murillo.
Mark A. Murillo.
Ryan Joseph Murphy.
Charles Anthony Murphy.
It's the 22nd anniversary of 9/11, and that was the memorial service that's going on right now at Ground Zero in New York City. One of the promises we make to you every week is that if you want to go off and play golf, if you want to sleep in, if you don't want to have to worry about catching the Sunday shows, we'll do it for you. And all of the pertinent stuff that that you need to know, we will end up cutting it up and bringing it to you on Monday morning. The only thing we ask of you is that you join us on Monday morning. And that's why I'm glad you've made the stop. For instance, yesterday, Chuck Todd handed off Meet the Press to Kristen Welker after, well, I think it was like 9 years. Chuck Todd did an okay job for 9 years. I'm not sure that he is the best that Meet the Press has ever offered, but he did okay. This was Chuck Todd handing off Meet the Press to Kristen Welker. This is Cut 5. Go.
The last 9 years as moderator of the longest running show on television has been the honor of my professional life. And as I prepare to pass the baton to the next custodian, it is a privilege to pass it to someone who needs no introduction.
So is the United States spying on its European allies?
Great to see you.
Iowa in 2008. How do you win this time? Are you giving Russian President Vladimir Putin the upper hand heading into your talks? Did you direct Mike Flynn to discuss sanctions with the Russian ambassador prior to your inauguration?
No, I didn't.
Is abuse of power an impeachable offense?
Mr. President, is it humane to separate children from their families?
I'm Kristen Welker of NBC News, and I welcome you to the final 2020 presidential debate. Vice President Biden, there have been questions about the work your son has done in China and for a Ukrainian energy company when you were vice president. In retrospect, was anything about those relationships inappropriate or unethical?
Nothing was unethical.
Mr. President, why haven't you been able to get them the help they need? 30 seconds here.
Because Nancy Pelosi doesn't want to approve it. I do.
But you're the president. Don't you need to recalibrate to some extent to try to work across the aisle with a Republican-led House? Is that your signature on the check, though?
Let me see. It could be. But it doesn't matter whether it's my signature or not. You know how many checks I've written to Lindsey? Yes, that's my check.
Does the president need to take the reins? And I'll be at the White House tomorrow, so I'll give you an update when I ask him.
Well, Kristen Welker joins me now in her last appearance as a guest on Meet the Press. You ready?
I am ready, Chuck. And I just want to say I am also so thankful and grateful to you for this moment, for entrusting me with this monumental, important role. I take this responsibility so seriously. I'm ready because you have helped me get ready, Chuck. You are someone who invests in the people that you care about, and you have invested in me. And I am just so eternally grateful for that. I've said it before. I think it bears repeating. You brought me to D.C. You taught me just about everything I know about politics. And I say that a lot, but just to give folks a sense of what I actually mean by that, one of the things that sticks in my mind is you were at a news conference in 2013. Former President Obama, Prime Minister Netanyahu, we were covering the White House at the same time. This was in Jerusalem. You asked more questions than any other reporter. And it was a message to me that you have to have the courage, you have to have the confidence to ask the tough questions and to ask as many questions as need to be asked.
Yeah. No.
It's not a popularity contest. And I remember thinking to myself in that moment, you have to push yourself harder, Kristen. You have to ask tougher questions. You have to make sure you're getting in the follows. The best part about all of this is that you're not going anywhere. You're going to be on speed dial for me and
you,
all of us.
You push yourself hard. You work really hard. You prepare. You out-prepare so many people. Tell me this. I had my own thing that I wanted to bring. I wanted to bring more data to what we did and all this stuff. What's something you want to bring that you think will be unique to your tenure as moderator?
Well, I want to approach this as a reporter. That's who I am. That's who I've always been. Mm-hmm. I've covered three administrations now, the Obama administration, the Trump administration, the Biden administration. I've traveled all over the world with all of these presidents. And I really want to bring that to the show every Sunday to make sure that we are giving our viewers the information that they need. And now my beat, by the way, is all of Washington, right, the campaign trail, and frankly, the world. And I want to be asking those tough questions. I want to be making you proud.
Oh, you will.
I want to be building on the legacy of this show.
Oh, okay. Chuck Todd, Kristen Welker. So is there going to be a new host for, and by the way, Shannon Bream just completed 1 year in the chair on Fox News Sunday. Kamala Harris, the Vice President of the United States, was on Face the Nation yesterday and defended what, I mean, I don't know about you, but I can't fathom this woman becoming president. It would be just an incredible disaster for our country. But this was Kamala Harris trying to defend her performance as vice president, which has been horrible. Remember, she was the czar of the southern border? And how's that working out for you, huh? Anyway, this is Kamala Harris defending her performance as vice president on Face the Nation.
Her approval rating tracked similarly to President Biden's at 41%. Republicans have been focusing a lot of their attacks on Harris, highlighting that she would be in line for the job of president should anything happen to President Biden. And it is Republicans who say they have heard a lot about her work, more so than Democrats. Our conversation in Jakarta allowed us the opportunity to ask about her work and a lot more.
So you're 58 now. If you win a second term, as you and the president are running to do, he would be 86 at the end of it. And we are seeing Republican candidates hone in on you in particular as being next up for that job. Nikki Haley says
that a vote for Joe Biden is a vote for a President Kamala Harris.
Chris Christie.
I want to be clear that I pray every night for Joe Biden's good health, not only because he's our president, but because of who our vice president is.
Ron DeSantis.
Harris is his impeachment insurance. People know if she were president, Katie barred the door as bad as Biden did, it would get worse.
How do you respond to all of that?
We are delivering for the American people. And the reality of it is that, unfortunately, very few of those who challenge our administration actually have a plan for America. You look at what we have accomplished, Margaret. We have created over 800,000 new manufacturing jobs in America, 13 million new jobs, unemployment at record lows. We have capped the cost of insulin for seniors at $35 a month, capped the cost of prescription drugs on an annual basis at $2,000.
They're talking about
seniors.
What you would do as president as being a risk. They're honing in on you. Why do you think that is? How do you respond to those attacks? That's not about policy. That's about you.
Listen, this is not new. There's nothing new about that. I mean, listen, I am, in my career, I was a career prosecutor. I was the first woman elected district attorney of San Francisco, a major city in this country, and reelected. I was the first woman attorney general of the second largest Department of Justice in the United States and reelected. I was a United States Senator. I represented 1 in 8 Americans, and I'm now Vice President of the United States. They feel the need to attack because they're scared that we will win based on the merit of the work that Joe Biden and I and our administration has done.
There you have it, Kamala Harris. And by the way, how many of you out there within the sound of my voice give passing grades to Kamala Harris as vice president? Much less, how would she be as a president? Just as a vice president, how has she done? Everything she touches is a failure. Everything. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Thank you.
Coming up on the Monday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. It'll be the 22nd anniversary, believe it or not, of 9/11. We will remind you of that tragic day and get you started the best way possible.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 La Una proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
If you like sitting around the porch or dinner table sharing stories with friends, that's what we like to do here at Our American Stories. I'm Lee Habib. We bring to you stories about American love, funny stories about first jobs, this day in history, American dreamers and marriages, and even the stories of music and acting legends. I invite you to sit around the porch with us as we share our American stories.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Let's go! Skidbox swirling down the street with the people way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speed. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip.
So good to have you with us. It is Live and Local, our brand new time slot, 6 to 9 a.m. Don't forget Bill O'Reilly, news and comment coming up at 8:45. Clay and Buck, They'll be talking a lot about 9/11 coming up at 9:05. This is one of the promises we make to you. You do what you need to do on Sunday morning. We'll monitor and bring you the very best of what's going on. For instance, on Sunday morning futures, Nancy Mace is a congresswoman from